Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
All right, let's go right out to the Hall and Capitas fan hotline where we can bring in Jason Mackey of the Post Gazette. Jason, you're watching baseball, so I assume you're doing pretty well today.
I am, Ron. It's good to have baseball back. I got tired of talking about the stupid negotiations and pro rata and everything else. Regardless of the quality, it's nice to see the actual sports returning.
Yeah, and it's going to be really great Saturday night with that first exhibition game, and then really, really great a week from Friday when they open up in St. Louis. Hopefully, we'll get to that point. Now, the Pirates have not had the problems, have they, that like Houston has had, where they've had to delay three different workouts. Why has the testing been so smooth for the Pirates as opposed to a team like the Astros?
Honestly, Ron, I think it's luck. I mean, it's nothing that the Pirates are doing special, although I have been impressed with the amount of precautions they're taking and how they've treated this thing from the get-go. But it's just random. You know, Major League Baseball, what they did, they took their steroid testing facility and turned it into a coronavirus testing facility. I'm not sure they did it completely correctly. You know, you saw the statement they put out over the 4th of July weekend where it was some unforeseen challenge or something, like they didn't know the 4th of July was coming. But, you know, the Pirates had two COVID-19 cases that were confirmed with Socrates Brito and Blake Siegerland. Two guys in Keona Kella and Cabrian Hayes are not working out right now. The suspicion is COVID-19. We don't have that confirmed, but you know, there have been other teams that haven't experienced it. There have been teams that have experienced it pretty bad. Nationals and the Astros are two of the more notable ones. But, you know, it's nothing that is the Pirates can't really help it, is what I'm trying to say.
Well, you mentioned Kella. I'm assuming we're running out of time for him to be the closer next week, aren't we? I mean, are they going to have to go to Plan B? And, you know, we have Derek Shelton on tomorrow at noon, and I'll ask him that. But I got to figure, you know, he was adamant that Kella was his closer. I got to think they're running out of time.
I think they're getting dangerously close to it, Ron. We don't know the situation. Let's say, and they haven't been expansive on it, so you can read into that what you will, but I don't know if Kella would have some sort of family issue or he's still continuing to work out on his own. Maybe his arm's in shape great, but you know, if it is the coronavirus and Kella's been in a hotel room for 2 weeks, yeah, I have some serious questions whether he's going to come back and be effective. And I know it's only one inning, but that's one inning full exertion, and you need the guy to have lights-out stuff. It's not really a part of the game where you can just sort of ease somebody into it. Yeah, I'll be interested to see what Shelton has to say. We've asked him about it a few times in our media things, and he basically has said that he'll let us know when something changes. Until then, you know, nothing is new. But, I mean, we have to get to the point here very soon where it's concerning that he's not there.
Yeah, no news is bad news in this case. Because you're running out of time. And Hayes, it's a little disappointing, too, because, I mean, there was a lot of talk, and I know you believed in it, and Starkey did, that he might get some playing time at third base. I think he's up against it clockwise, too, isn't he?
Yeah, and I think it just makes too much sense to not play him, honestly. And I think it was with you guys where Shelton said for the first time, he kind of tipped his hand with Colin Moran and said that was his, you know, kind of preferred option. I forget how exactly he worded it, but, you know, sort of intimated that it was Moran's job. And that did kind of surprise me just because every move they've made this offseason has been geared toward defense. I mean, you can criticize Guillermo Heredia and how little he has hit some in the past, same with Luke Maley, same with JT Riddle, but these guys are decent defenders. And if you're going to make the better defensive move there, I mean, it's Cabrian Hayes. He's worlds better with the glove than Colin Moran. But I understand wanting to, you know, get some power. They need some pop, and it's, you know, Moran isn't going to hit 40 homers, but he probably has a more reliable bat at this point than Ke'Bryan Hayes. But just Hayes not being in camp, it kind of makes it an easy decision for the Pirates.
You know, and we're talking to Jason Mackey of the Post-Gazette here on the Cook and Joe Show. Chuck Noll always used to say, I'm not going to talk about the guys who aren't here. I'm going to talk about the guys who are here. In your the last week since things have got started, give me two or three guys who have really jumped out at you where you said, wow, he really looks ready to go.
Yeah, I know this is an easy one, but I can't not start here on is Josh Bell. I mean, some of the bombs that he has hit, he hit one the other night, or maybe it was last night, geez, and all days run together, but exit velocity and more to that, just how quickly the ball got out of the yard. I mean, it was a blink of an eye, but his swing has looked very much ready, just so powerful. I'm excited to see how that translates into the season. And somebody a little lesser known is Nick Birdie. The velocity has looked really good. His breaking stuff has looked excellent. And, you know, we're talking earlier about Kella. If Kella isn't around, I'd look at Nick Birdie as a potential closing option. I think you maybe have to consider Kyle Crick, but he was late getting into his live sessions. And Birdie has probably looked the most major league ready out of any of their relievers. Been sneaky good.
I would love to see that kid come back, because last year that injury is one of the worst I've ever seen in all my years in this business, when he was sobbing on the mound. I was there that night, and I'll never forget it. And, man, the kid's due for some good luck, isn't he?
He is, and he's got everything you would possibly want in a high-end major league reliever. I mean, a terrific slider. He's touching 100. He's got a great makeup. He's just a good kid. He's easy to root for. I mean, there's just nothing not to like about him, except for the fact that he's almost constantly been hurt. He talked a little bit earlier about some of the changes he made in the offseason and refining his mechanics, trying to clean some stuff up, trying to eliminate those injuries, obviously take a little bit of stress off his arm. So, I mean, that much has looked good. I'm really curious to see which way this bullpen decision goes. I mean, the best move for the Pirates clearly is to have Kella, but Birdie is not far behind at all.
The other guy I keep hearing rave reviews about is Polanco. You notice a difference?
I do. I do, Ron. And, you know, I always want to preface that with, you know, you've seen it. The whole city has seen it. Like, Polanco has looked really good at times, and then he gets hurt. And so, I mean, if this version of Polanco, if you're telling me you're going to get this for 60 games, I'm pretty darn confident there's going to be some good results here. I just always have that in the back of my mind. How long is this going to stay? Even him throwing the ball has looked noticeably better. More on a line. He's more accurate with it. I don't know how many times we saw Polanco airmail something or chunk it into the ground. Or, you know, he just looked lost at times in right field, and it hasn't looked that way. He's looked confident. He's looked relaxed. It's been fun to watch, frankly. And I like his swing when it looks the way it should, you know, when it's compact, when there's sort of quick twitch, as opposed to, like, he can get real just loopy. He looks like he's about 7'10" swinging, and he hasn't looked that way this spring. It's been a pleasant surprise. If he can stay healthy, man, it's going to be cool.
What's your initial, and this is my last question with Jason Mackey. Jason, what's your initial impressions of how Derek Shelton is running this camp? You got to see some of it in spring training, but, you know, under some extraordinary circumstances, how he's doing through this?
It's really, really neat to see, Ron. And we see it every day. And to me, the most exciting thing, or the thing I think that's most telling, is, like, the stuff that's not consumed. You know, I think he does really well in the air with you guys. I think he's interesting. You know, I like our interactions with him. He's fun to deal with from a media perspective. But I like seeing him go around to guys and just, you know, low-key joke with them. He was actually talking about this last night, that he's, you know, sarcastic and wants guys to have a good time and wants there to be just, you know, a healthy back and forth. Like, he can take a joke. He's going to give it out. And he's really created an environment where this is fun again. And it wasn't that way last year. It was a job, or you know, guys did not enjoy coming to the ballpark every day. And Shelton has changed that. I give him a lot of credit. And he's just, I think if they're able to figure out a way to win, this city's really, really going to like him.
Jason, enjoy your work. We'll look forward to reading it in the Post-Gazette, and hopefully I'll see you Saturday night at the ballpark. I'm looking forward to it.
I'll be there, Ron. Looking forward to it. See you. Have a good one.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.